Hi, this is Eileen Good for Payments.com. I'm talking today with Heather Joyce. She is one of the co-founders of CluckCluck.com. Hi, Heather. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So you have founded a service that I think is infinitely interesting because I have two toddlers. Can you tell me a little bit about CluckCluck and what it does and how you came up with the idea for it?
Yeah, absolutely. So CluckCluck is a mobile application for busy families and caregivers. And basically the idea is to make it easier to book a sitter, pay a sitter, and communicate with your sitter while they're taking care of your kids. I came up with the idea with my co-founder, Erin Maskin, because we are both working moms. We have 5 children between us. And over the years, as she and I are both full-time lawyers, and over the years we've had extensive conversations about the challenges of working outside the home and managing our busy family lives. And a couple of years ago, she was in town visiting me and needed a sitter. I had overlapping texts to multiple people. It was just a total mess. And I turned to her and I said, why isn't there an app for this? And we sort of sketched out the idea from there. We, as technology lawyers, had helped other companies build websites and mobile apps, and so we knew just enough to be dangerous.
All right, so tell me a little bit about using the app itself. So I put CluckCluck on my phone, and believe me, if I find out this is available in my area, that's going to be the first thing that happens when this conversation ends. What happens next? So I register for CluckCluck. When I log in, what do I see and how do I use it?
Yeah, so the first thing you'll see is a series of 5 slides that give you a quick overview of how to use the app. Generally, if you're using the app, you can set up a profile page for each of your children, and you can either pre-select from a list of sort of the typical things that we thought parents would want to know about from their sitter while they were out. So that might be when your baby has a nap or a bottle or a diaper, or if you have older children, that might be soccer practice and homework. You can, create whatever your family's list is for each child, and that sort of tells the sitter what information you want updates on throughout the day. Once you and your sitter are friends on the app, similar to a lot of other social networking applications that you've probably used, you can turn on and off the access to that sitter and their access to your child's information. But basically, for whoever is friend of your family, they will get real-time updates from your sitter while you're away. The sitter can go into the profile page with one touch, let you know that a particular task is done, and it goes into sort of a Facebook-like feed. Also, if you were to go out, maybe on Saturday night, and you meet a sitter, you can send an invitation to multiple sitters in your network. See who's available, and then pick the sitter you want. It'll automatically go into your calendar and in theirs. And then at the end of the night, if you want to skip the ATM, like I think all of us do, we have a payment integration with PayPal and the calculator. You can see your sitter with your phone, and it automatically saves that information into the app. So if you have somebody that you need to pay taxes on at the end of the year, you can export that information into Excel and send it to your account. So that's basically it. It's designed to address sort of the real-world challenges that we felt like we had, and to put all of that functionality in one place.
Okay, you've sort of answered what I was going to ask you next, which is what makes CluckCluck unique. Obviously, there's a payment option. There's a lot of interacting options. How are you attracting people to this? Because there are similar ideas. There are similar services, apps that let you look for a babysitter. This seems to be very comprehensive. So, how are you bringing people in?
Yeah, so we're different from a lot of the other apps that are out there, in that our service is intended for people to use with sitters that they already have. So there are other great services. I certainly use them for finding a sitter. If you don't have somebody that you know and trust to take care of your kids, our app is really for, once you've accomplished that, you have, a couple of people that you rely on. This is and that may be your parents, it can be your spouse, and it can be anybody that came to care of your kids while you're not there. So that's a real differentiator. Also, there are a couple of other sort of baby care type apps, but we found them hard to use. They either had too much granularity, too much detail, or they were really just based on free text. And what we found is that, in our own experience with our sitters, they just don't want a free text, letting you know about all of those events throughout the day. That's kind of why we came up with the idea for this one-touch update. So the sitter knows what information you want. It's unobtrusive and it comes through in real time. So those are the real differences, I think. And then, like you said, the payment engine, automating that, making it easy for parents to pay without having to use cash.
And that leads in nicely the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is the payment engine. So I think the payment engine is tied to how you actually are monetizing this. That's your income stream, because that is the difficulty with sort of social apps like this. You know, how do you make money on them? The question is, are you finding people are making use of that functionality? Because the minute I heard, I don't have to go to an ATM at the end of my date, I get an extra 20 minutes to be on the date.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited. So are other people excited, or are people still committed to, you know, paying their babysitter in a collection of $5 bills and quarters they found in their center console?
Yeah. No, so the answer is yes. We're finding that people are excited about it because nobody has cash anymore. And you know, even I myself, you know, I've had the app on my phone for months. We've been testing it out. And, you know, the other night I didn't happen to have it. And, you know, I just like everybody else, I was in the car, you know, asked my husband if he had $6. You know, the answer is yes, people are using it. You know, PayPal integration is really easy. We chose PayPal because we felt like most people, you know, PayPal is sort of the most universally adopted at this point. That said, we're also keeping our eye on some of these other upstarts in the payment areas, you know, for things that maybe are even easier. It seems like mobile payments are and will continue to get easier over time. So, we started with PayPal because it felt like it was the first place to start, but we're certainly hoping and anticipating that area is going to continue to evolve over time.
All right, and this is, you know, sort of my last question for you. So, today babysitting, tomorrow the world. What comes next for you guys? Can anybody use this service right now? If when this interview ends, can I go put this on my phone?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. We released in the iTunes Store, the United States market last week. So please go check it out, and we'd love to get your feedback when you do that. So yes, we are available. You know, and in terms of next steps, we've been on the market for a week. It's been a really exciting and fun week to see. See it kind of getting out and into the hands of our customers. You know, people seem to be really excited about it, and we're getting a lot of great feedback. And we've had a couple of suggestions for a woof woof version. People love their pets just as much as they love their kids and want to know what's going on. I also have daycare for some period of time. You know, eventually we would love the cluck cluck or some version of it. You know, make it easier for parents to keep their daycare facilities to get real-time updates during the day as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much. This has been great. I literally can't wait to use this service because I'm one of these parents that I'm a VP here at Payments, and I work an awful lot. So my husband's a stay-at-home dad, so he's with our kids a lot. But on the rare experience that we're going to a movie, just keeping track of because you ask for babysitters, and then you don't know which one got back to you first, and
That's it. It's
the terrible nightmare of receiving texts from my over anxious babysitter every 5 minutes, and then I have my somewhat more lackadaisical babysitter that I have to call and check in on to make sure that my kids are still there.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh my
total
god,
madness.
This is genius. I could give them an app to add settings please do not call me when they brush their teeth. I'm confident that you've got that under control.
Right.
And that would, so I really, I'm very excited. I'm going to go now see if I can talk my kid's preschool teacher into if you got this app, you would have a way to keep track with all of the parents all day without having to write 30 separate texts.
That's exactly it. And, you know, and as the mom that's just like you, I'm here in my office sitting at my desk job today. I just like to know what they're up to. You know, it makes me feel good knowing that they are, you know, out and about in the world getting their little lives going too. You know, whether they're soccer practice or, you know, having frozen yogurt, that's all great. And I want to know all that.
I like that. Is there a media sharing ability in the app? Only because what I'll get are, you know, emails sent to me of pictures or things that my kids are doing. But I just can't, they'll get lost in my inbox. If there was a home for them in an app, there was some chance I might actually see them.
Yes. Yeah. You can send pictures through the app while working on video. And that was sort of the idea, is that, again, your sitter can take pictures, send them to you. You can download them to your phone. Put them on your computer at some point if you manage to get to that, which I rarely do. But your sitter can share pictures with you, let you know what's going on. And you can text back and forth through the app, that's cute, or thanks for that information, or even my I have a nanny, and she frequently will say, "Little Johnny doesn't want to eat his pasta." It's like, okay, but give him something else.
Yes.
We go back and forth on stuff like that, where I might not do that over text because text is so has an urgency attached to it that I think my sitters tend to be uncomfortable with.
Your nanny doesn't want to be texting you over pasta, but she really would like to ask you if you have a preference about what, you know, your son eats.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yep.
Well, I interview a lot of people. Rarely do I, like, end the interview. I'm like, nobody speak to me. I need to download this app.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, you know, if you have suggestions, send them our way. We're working on it as fast as we can.
Well, I will absolutely send you suggestions. I wish you guys the best of luck. And I look forward to writing up this story. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You too.